At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. The Westwood One Podcast Network presents The Savage Nation. It's savage, uncut, unfiltered, and raw. Home of borders, language, culture, and here he is, New York Times best-selling author and National Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Michael Savage.
Well, we're going to do something unique today on the podcast. There's no interview, there's no guests, there's nothing planned. It's called Morning with Mike. Okay, I just woke up, I don't feel that great. So we're going to look at the headlines together. And we're going to see how I react to the headlines. So I'll go to the websites I normally go to every day. And you'll go there with me, and we'll see what the news looks like to me. And we'll just kind of talk about it. How's that?
The Savage Nation. It's Savage on Demand.
Okay, forget what your politics are. Everybody likes a good night's sleep. So let's begin with what's important, the sheets. You want to sleep on straw? You want to sleep on sandpaper? No, you want to sleep on a nice sheet. And we could all use nicer sheets and a nicer night's sleep. And thank God that we have the world's softest sheets by Boll & Branch. Everything Boll & Branch makes, from bedding to blankets, is made from pure 100% organic cotton. That makes a difference. See, this means they start out super soft and they get even softer over time. Not all sheets are the same, and not all cotton is the same. Boll & Branch makes sheets that everyone loves, and that's why they have thousands of five-star reviews, and Forbes, The Wall Street Journal, and Fast Company are all talking about Boll & Branch. Their sheets are even loved by three U.S. presidents. They want you to love your purchase, too. Guess what you're going to get? A no-risk 30-day trial and free shipping. How do you like that? But I doubt that you'll want to send them back once you sleep on their sheets, and you'll never want to sleep on anything else. To get you started, right now, my listeners will get $50 off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com, promo code NATION. Did you hear me? That's BollAndBranch.com for $50 off your first set of sheets. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com, BollAndBranch.com, promo code NATION for the softest night's sleep you've ever had. BollAndBranch.com, promo code NATION.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Michael Savage, a host like no other.
So here we go. Let's go first. I go to the Drudge Report. Let's see. BB survives historic fifth term collapse of the left. I should be thrilled, I guess, but you know I'm not. Why? Let's see. He was prime minister of Israel from 96 to 99 and then 09 to 19. That's 13 years. To me, it's too long. Israel needs term limits. If you don't have term limits, what you get is corruption, which is what he was accused of. I know, sorry, I'm not supposed to say it. After all, it's Bibi Netanyahu. And I know that he's a great man in his own way. But 13 years is too long for any country. It's like a dictatorship. That's number one. So that's it. 13 years, Israel, it's going to change us. We'll still be paying through the nose. That's all. We'll still be paying through the nose to support Israel. And believe me, I support Israel. But I'd rather support Eddie first. Eddie first and Yitzhak second. That's reaction number one. Barr swears will not withhold derogatory info on Mueller report. Release shifts to next week. I am not Rush Limbaugh. I could care less about Barr and Mueller. How's that? It's like a nun story for me. If I were a one-string guitar, that would be all day long now. Barr said this. Barr said that. Mueller did this. Mueller burped. Did Mueller burp? Did he not burp? What does the burp mean? What did Barr mean? Ah, come on. That's not radio. Mayor Pete attracting praise from conservatives. For what conservatives? On Fox News? I'm sorry, America is not ready for a man with a man for a husband. It's not happening. It's just not happening. America is not ready for that. America may have moved to the left, but not to the moon. Next case. Massive amounts of pollen turn sky yellow. Hachu. Retail apocalypse now, analysts say 75,000 more stores doing. Well, after all, Amazon needs more business. I think every store should be forced out of business. Every store should be boarded up and be turned into homeless camps so that Jeff Bezos can take over the entire retail trade and then say there's no monopoly. No, no, there's no connection between Amazon and the White House. No. Oh, no, no. There's no good connection between Jeff and the people who run the one. No. No, no. That's not a monopoly. No. Not a monopoly at all. What else is in the news? More Trumps. Eric and Laura Trump expecting another child. Okay, I'm so glad. I am so happy for that. And what am I supposed to do now? All right, so that's the beginning of the news. So far, there's no news. New caravan heads for the USA. Oh, there's still a caravan of illegals coming, 100,000 caught in a month. Build that wall. Lock her up. Build that wall. Lock her up. Well, I didn't say I'd build that wall. I said Mexico. I never even said Mexico would pay for that wall. In fact, I said nothing about that wall. I said, welcome the refugees. Welcome those refugees. We need them for those factories. Oh, isn't it wonderful? It's just wonderful. Let's see what else. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. There's absolutely nothing in the news. Oh, Bernie's a millionaire now. So let me go to the next site. I'll go to my website now. We'll see what Karen has put up. Podcast available on Apple Podcast, iTunes. Bernie Sanders' tax returns will reveal he's a millionaire. Although I'm now a millionaire, and although I put down millionaires and billionaires, now that I am a millionaire, it is nothing compared to the billionaires. And I will tell you again that a millionaire now is within reach of any American who writes a best-selling book. We are now going to change it from millionaires and billionaires being bad to billionaires and trillionaires. Millionaires are good. Billionaires are bad. I'm Bernie Sanders, and I'm full of crap. Representative Ilhan Omar, she's the wonderful Somali Muslim. She describes the 9/11 terror attacks as some people did something. No, she's not a front for the Muslim sisterhood. No! Stanford kicks out first student tied to admissions scandal. I called for day one. Scientists prove man-made global warming is a hoax. No kidding. Immigrants from 50 countries illegally renting the United States. No, it's not just from Central America. It's from 50 nations they're sneaking in. Mayor de Blasio declares public health emergency, orders mandatory vaccinations. Long overdue. It's from the Orthodox Jewish community. Some of them, not all, some of them refuse to vaccinate their children. They think it's against Hashem. I'm glad he took control there. It's the first thing de Blasio's ever done that was right is force those throwbacks to vaccinate their children. And by the way, many of the head rabbis agree with me, but there's some throwbacks amongst the ultra-Orthodox that you can't believe how what world they live in. New York Post I'll go to now. Lori Loughlin's daughter not allowed to withdraw from USC. I don't care. Put her in jail. Trump calls Mueller probe an attempted coup. I've been hearing that for about 2 years now on the radio. Dan Crenshaw blasts Ilhan Omar's unbelievable description of 9/11 attacks. What's the unbelievable description? She's a front for the Muslim sisterhood. They want to overtake America. What do you need to know? The war on Chick-fil-A is chicken McCarthyism. I never had Chick-fil-A. I don't even know what it tastes like. Honest to God, is it better than the AFC? Body presumed to be missing tourist reportedly eaten by fishes. Why would anyone go to that country and expect to come back alive? I don't understand this. The body presumed to be the Westchester man who went missing with his girlfriend in the Dominican Republic was eaten by fishes. I'm not laughing about it, but who would go to the Dominican Republic for vacation expect to come back alive without missing a limb or a pocketbook, something? I wouldn't go to that hellhole, Dominican Republic. Go to Miami. What do you need those God islands for in the Caribbean? God, it's too early. Look at this, what jumbles up the brain. Okay, I'm on the New York Post. This is what I do every morning. These are the headlines. It's nothing. So I go now to my horoscope. Oh, the headline in the Post is the same I just gave. Illegal immigrants from 50 different countries caught, right from my Twitter feed. It's my headline. Jamal Khashoggi's kin deny getting blood money payout from Saudi Arabia. Listen, anyone who expects to go to Saudi Arabia and spy on them or criticize the king and come back in one piece should vote for Bernie Sanders. Trump says Washington should have name-bound Vernon for himself. Is he kidding? I guess he's pulling their legs. Washington should have named Mount Vernon after himself. If he was smart, he would have put his name on it first. You've got to put your name on stuff and no one remembers you, Trump said. I can't even comment on this already. If this is true, the narcissism is a little too much even for me. Postrology, Aries. If you make a mistake today, you must expect your rivals to make a big thing of it, because if you look bad, it makes them look good, or so they think. Don't let it get to you. Keep doing what you're doing, only even better than before. In other words, affangu, in other words, I think they say in Italian. I could care less what the beached whale or the wall banger or the lawyer on laughing gas has to say. Let's see. Cops bust creep who forced teen to touch his groin during break-in. Crazy. Gropes woman on subway. Former SeaWorld exec pleads guilty to insider trading. Netflix wants to buy Hollywood's historic Egyptian theater. Don't care. New York schools chancellor is a total pathetic twit. Okay, I'm through already with the Post. Living. Climate change could melt most of the ice in the Alps by 2100. Let's see. Climate change could melt. Oh, now the ice in the Alps is now my problem? Who wrote this now? Half of the ice in the 4,000 Alpine mountain glaciers will have disappeared by 2050 due to a combination of rising temps and past pollution. Even if carbon emissions, I like that word, dropped all the way to zero by 2050, researchers still think, I love this, researchers still think. You like that? This is supposed to be science, but it's now researchers still think it would be too late to save the glaciers. Let's see now. Impact, hydroelectric, glaciers. Who's this? Glaciologist Daniel Farinati was part of the team who did the research. And, of course, the answer is what? To give horse teeth some more bananas and popcorn? Cutting back on fossil fuel burning. So, in other words, with the new liberals who are running News Corporation, who took over Fox News, Fox Searchlight, New York Post, there has to be one global warming story every day in the newspaper. So this is the daily story on global warming. The glacier research was published in the journal The Cryosphere, The Cryosopher. I never heard of this one, The Cryosopher. And details how computer models will combine with real-world data to predict the fate of the glaciers. So in other words, we don't know anything. They're guessing. The Alps will be mostly ice-free by 2100. Well, they could grow crops up there if there's no snow. You know, the world's not going to come to an end, even if the glaciers melted. The world wouldn't come to an end. The Swiss might be happy for the first time in 1,000 years. They'd be smiling again. They're shivering and frigid. And think of the animals that won't have to be slaughtered for clothing if the ice melts. That's a good way to look at it. As you can see, there's nothing in the news. Nothing. I can't imagine how anyone can make a story out of any of this stuff. Now I go to Fix News, Fox News. Spying did occur. Barr vows to find out what started Russia probe. As focus shifts to shadowy FBI informant, ho-hum. Ugh. Dershowitz praises Barr's testimony before Congress as he's working on to depiddle. You know, Dershowitz is the biggest douche I've ever seen in my life. Dershowitz I never liked. Dershowitz was a liberal his whole life till he found out that being a little conservative sold very well. And then he became a part conservative and a part liberal. One day he's a liberal, one day he's a conservative. One day he's on an airplane to an island in the Caribbean and he gets away with it. Every day there's another Dershowitz, and I could go, Dershowitz, a big deal. Why would I care what Dershowitz has to say? Oh, I guess he works for Fox News. Limbaugh, Barr blew up Dems contrived. Oh, there, Limbaugh again, the beached whale. Limbaugh says Barr blew up Dems contrived conservative, but they won't let it go. Boy, that Limbaugh, man, what a Nobel Prize is waiting for him. AOC's constituents ticked at her overblown Amazon HQ deal poll. So horse teeth is in trouble in her own market. That would be occasional cortex. Leslie Marshall says Pelosi and occasional cortex are a power struggle, and you won't guess who's winning. Twitter CEO eats once a day, takes three ice baths. Oh, no wonder they shadow banned me. What? Jack Dorsey of Twitter eats once a day and takes three ice baths before work? He looks like he could use a warm bath at a scotch. Handling stress, eating only once a day. He looks miserable. Doesn't he? No wonder he tells people. Who do you think they hire at Twitter to shadow ban? People from India and Pakistan who come from a fascistic country, don't know the first thing about the First Amendment. And by the way, they're mainly Muslims who do the shadow banning on these platforms. You don't know this. It's the secret underbelly of the whole Amazon, all of these, not Amazon, Twitter, Facebook. They hire people from Bangladesh and India who are largely Muslim, who, number one, will shadow ban anything about Islam, and number two, anything good about America, they shadow ban. He eats once a day and fasts on weekends. The billionaire also told how he has turned his back on warm showers completely and walks to work for an hour and a quarter after chilling ice baths to stay extra sharp. Makes his days feel longer, which means he sleeps better at night. Are you joking? He shared the secrets of his lifestyle on a podcast? The world's most eligible bachelor's net worth is $5.3 billion, usually has a meal of fish, chicken, or steak. Do I have to listen to this crap? Oh, he eats salad of vegetables. How cool. Oh, for a treat, he has berries or dark chocolate for his dessert with the odd glass of red wine. Oh, great, Jack. What do you have it for health? Not even to enjoy yourself? He's the kind of guy who drinks the occasional glass of red wine, not even because he enjoys it. He doesn't enjoy anything. He does it for the health aspects. On the weekend, he ditches food completely. What a joy he would be married to. Imagine having Jack Dorsey as a father. Imagine a father who takes three ice baths a day and doesn't eat on the weekends, and you want to play soccer with him, and he says, get the hell away from me. I'm fasting right now. He says, I'll go from Friday till Sunday. I won't have dinner on Friday. I won't have dinner on any meal on Saturday. The first time I'll eat will be Sunday evening. What a joy to live him. What a joy of living. He can write the book, The Joy of Living, by Jack Dorsey. I've done that three times now where I do an extended fast where I'm just drinking water. That's really great. Why don't you tell us how you take a crap, Jack? That would be interesting. What's it like to take a crap, Jack? Tell me. Oh, Jack Dorsey's secret to going to the bathroom. Well, first I circle the bathroom three times. And then I get my toilet paper ready. I get my favorite reading material, which is all of the conservatives that my Pakistanis have banned, shadow banned. They give me the number one, two, and three things that they banned this week. And then I sit down for as long as I... centered around meal. Always against meals now. That's great. Dorsey was a vegan for 2 years, but switched to the paleo diet. After his mother pointed out he was turning orange from too much beta carotene. His mother had to tell him he was turning orange, and this man is worth $5.3 billion? But we know this. He's a miserable human being. He got lucky with a website. And on top of it all, he doesn't know what he's talking about, especially in the morning going into an ice-cold tub from just being warm. The guy sounds like he's putting himself through like a Nazi regimen. This is something you would do to a prisoner of war to torture them and get information out of them. He says, especially in the morning, going into an ice-cold tub from just being warm in bed, it just unlocks this thing in my mind, and I feel like if I can will... I can't even read this, I swear to God. This is what the Nazis would do to a human being to torture them. They would take them from a warm bed, like they slept on, and then put them into an ice bath. In the past, Dorsey told how he dealt with stress through Vipassana meditation. Oh, that's cool, Vipassana meditation. How does that differ from Chaim Yankel meditation? Another phony stinker, another Indian faker. During a 10-day retreat where there's no reading, writing, or devices allowed, he often spends hours meditating. He ought to spend more time looking at the shadow banning on Twitter instead of meditating before Trump bans Twitter altogether. I don't care. Look, this is getting dumber by the day. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey's bizarre health regimen sees him eat just once a day. Jack, advice from Michael Savage, Dr. Michael Savage. You're a miserable human being. You'd be happier and Twitter would boom if you had a couple of meals a day, number one. You ate on the weekend, number two. You had a few glasses of wine a week and got married and had some children. And stop worrying about yourself and your health so much. USA Today is the next one. I go on this, but I turn it right off because they make you, a screen comes up. They don't let you look at USA Today unless you subscribe. I won't subscribe to anything. We now seen the unseeable first ever picture of a black hole revealed. Oh, they got a picture of Hillary Clinton's insides, huh? Let's see. AG Barr says spying did occur in Trump campaign. Trump says he won't give his tax returns to Congress. Of course he won't. Why should he show he paid no taxes? Jim, should the president show he paid no taxes in his entire life? Why would you do it if you get away with that? What do you think he's hiding? Oh, he's not hiding anything. Ask the beached whale why he's hiding his tax returns. Ooh. That takes care of the news on USA Today. Now we go to Newsmax. God, look at this. Barr, I think spying did occur. Oh, God, Limbaugh has his talking points. This is 3 hours now, him. Trump says Netanyahu's election is a good sign for peace. No, it isn't. It's the same. What do you mean good sign for peace? He's been in charge for 13 years. What a good sign for peace. Minority and Arabs object to cameras at polling centers. There's nothing here either. They're all repeating the same stories. Oh, here's one. DOD awards $1 billion for border wall construction. You think that's good, right? No. They're repairing existing sections of the wall that are already built. Did you know that, Jim? It's not one section of new wall. Repairing $1 billion to repair the wall that already exists. Can you believe this? And I wonder who it will go to. Oh, it's going to go to, yeah, it's open bidding. Yeah, right. It's nothing. It's unbelievable to me. Amazon CEO says his company will go bankrupt. Yeah, right. He'll go bankrupt. Every store in America is closing, and he's screaming he's poor. Oh, Lord, help me. What is this now? Red flag anti-gun laws growing nationwide. Don't care. Newt Gingrich says collusion. Newt Gingrich? Oh, is he still alive, Jim? Is Newt still alive?
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
The Savage Nation. It's savage, uncut, unfiltered, and raw.
Okay, I finished three quarters of a cup of coffee with an appropriate lightener in it. I don't use dairy. It's horrible. It tastes like crap, but I'm allergic to dairy. And let's see. Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley has a book coming in the fall. I guess the title is How I Tried to Start World War III and Failed by Nikki Haley. Oh, my God. I'm already through with the news. There's nothing. Well, no, wait. I didn't go to Breitbart. Fox News, we did. Let me go to the Daily News. I read the headlines, but I don't download anything because you have to subscribe, and I refuse. Okay, here we go. Oh, my clock is tinging. It's 9 o'clock here in the morning on the Savage Morning Podcast. Suspect ID'd in crash that sent Brooklyn teen hurling into traffic has 30 prior arrests, including previous hit and run. Well, de Blasio should hire it to run the traffic department. That's a good resume for him. Cops in Dominican Republic believe they found bodies of missing New York couple. Very sad, but I wouldn't go there if you gave me $1,000 a second. Why people love to romanticize serial killers like Ted Bundy. No, we don't. Psychos like you do in the newspaper business. Uganda hits back at Trump following kidnapped American tourist release. We don't need his lecture. Yes, you do. Anyone who would go to Uganda and expect to come back alive should vote for Bernie Sanders. It would be like anyone who votes for Bernie Sanders and hopes to have a dollar in their pocket after 4 years should go visit Uganda first and save themselves the pain. What next? Black detectives who sued NYPD for discrimination score a $700,000 settlement. Isn't diversity grand? It's really made the lawsuit business just, let's see, astronomers unveil a black hole. Hilaria Baldwin reveals she suffered. You know, you talk about a talentless person. Alec Baldwin's daughter was never a model. All she did was appear in the most skimpy bathing suits on bicycles that she could. What woman would give a news story saying she suffered a miscarriage other than a psychopath? She's crazier than her father. How sad can the world be that a woman who suffers a miscarriage turns that into a news story and doesn't even heal at home over a miscarriage? I don't live in this world, by the way. What a sad day it is. What a sad day it is that a woman turns that into a Twitter feed. Model Irana Shayak shows off in Burberry string bikini and throwback photo. Oh, my God, a woman in a bikini. I never saw that. That's shocking. Another woman in another bikini in the Daily News. Long Island Marine among three dead after roadside bombing in Afghanistan. Very sad. We should be out of Afghanistan. We shouldn't have been there to begin with. We're never going to win. The Afghanis are too tough for us. You could level every mountain in Afghanistan and turn it into a flat desert, and they still won't give up. The British were driven out. The Russians were driven out with our weapons. So now, whose weapons are they using to drive us out? Our weapons. After they capture our artillery shells from a base they overrun, they turn them into IEDs. We shouldn't be there. There's no reason to be in Afghanistan. It's an out-of-control war. I don't think anyone could disagree with me. Well, let's see, folks. We've covered the Drudge Report, the Savage Nation, Newsmax, New York Post, USA Today, Fox News. We did the Daily News. Let me go to the Jerusalem Post breaking news. Let's see what Trump congratulates Netanyahu. Bolton says peace plan coming. Bolton says peace plan coming very soon. Bolton, the man who never saw a war he didn't like, says a peace plan coming very soon. That's really funny. How did Arab parties receive votes from far-right settlers? Palestinians say Israelis voted to maintain status quo and apartheid. Religious pluralism off the table after Haredi electoral success. Egypt's Mubarak says Golan could have been Syria's if it recognized Israel. German woman on trial for ISIS crimes as terror groups face in Europe. Oh, a German who joined ISIS? That's shocking. You mean a descendant of Hitler? No kidding. You mean there were still some of those left? Oh, I didn't know that. I had no idea they were descendants of Hitler in Germany. Let's see. Nothing else. We've seen that story. So we did the Jerusalem Post. There are a few here. ABC News Politics Index. Now I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel, ABC News. ABC is to news what Jack Dorsey is to eating meat. There's no, I mean, it's not going to happen. But here we go. Trump says he won't give tax returns to Congress as deadline looms. You know that's a sad story. He's hiding something. I mean, what am I saying? Only Limbaugh could say that's a good thing. I think there's, has every president in history ever shown their tax returns? I'm sick of paying high taxes. He ought to show his tax returns. Maybe you'll understand what it is to pay a tax and how horrible it is. Barr says, I think spying did occur. Government raid exposed a massive $1 billion Medicare scam. Oh, no kidding. Medicare scam. Let's see which Russians were involved. I mean, who was involved? Feds charged CEOs, doctors, and telemarketing scam that targeted Medicare recipients, costing taxpayers $1 billion. Let's see the names of the scams. Usually I read the names. The scammer line of telemarketers scattered throughout the Philippines and Latin America sought out elderly patients eligible for medical care and a federal insurance for older Americans. Using television and radio ads as well as cold calls, the companies promised a free or low-cost brace for a patient's back, shoulder, wrist, or knee. Okay, well, who are they? Largest healthcare schemes ever investigated, 80 search warrants, federal districts, still no names. You hear? Look, not a name. The illegal profits were laundered throughout international shell to buy exotic cars, yachts, and luxury real estate worldwide. Well, that boosted the economy in the luxury world, but they're not naming the names. The Justice Department announced the arrest is Tuesday as part of the investigation led by the HHS Watchdog Office. Still no names. I'm reading the article. You don't see a name yet. I'm looking. I'm here. Conspirators, no names. Call center, no names. Doctor and telemedicine company, no names. Medical equipment company, no names. Call center, not where it was or any names. I'm going through the article now. Everyone only wants to see who did it, right? It's a whodunit, Jim. We're still reading. More Medicare for all, nothing. Not a single name. Not a single name. Jim, we have to look into the story for the audience. We'll find out who the names are. Not one name. They tell you who the scammers are? No. Why are they hiding it? Why are we hiding the name? Why are they hiding the names from us? Jim, look into this. Look, let's dig in for the show and see who the Medicare scammers were. Or why are they hiding that from us? Okay, so that's the $1 billion in Medicare scam. We don't know who did it. That can only mean it wasn't a group of white males that go to church. The only thing we can assume is they're not Christian white males. Trump pushes for new measures at border. Yeah, yeah. Good morning, America. Trump pushes for new measures at border. Trump says he's in control of his immigration policy, not Stephen Miller. Yeah. Bernie Sanders relaunches Medicare for All health care. Maybe Bernie was involved in the scam, because actually Bernie's scam will cost more than $1 billion than the scam. Medicare for All, you know what $1 billion is? Chicken feet. Texas school agrees to discontinue using race during admissions. Okay, I don't know what that means. Warren becomes latest presidential hopeful to release tax returns. She's going nowhere, Fish. She's going back to the Harvard Indian Reservation. Trump doubles down on praise for Egyptian president. And Representative Eric Swalwell is running for president. Never heard of him. President of gun control at top of his... Who is Swalwell? Another one I never heard of? Nothing. Why having so many acting leaders in the Trump administration could be problematic. There'll be 10 major vacancies across the administration, my friend. God. McCain family grieves the loss of late senator's dog. Can't laugh about that. Treasury Secretary grilled as Democrats' deadline for Trump's tax returns looms. I want to see Nancy Pelosi's tax returns first and her husband's. And I want to see Dianne Feinstein's tax returns and her husband's tax returns for the last 25 years. Then we should see Trump's tax returns. That's all. The last surviving Doolittle Raider, Richard E. Cole, dies at 103. God bless him. 103, he was in the Doolittle Raid that attacked Tokyo with firebombing. The last surviving Doolittle Raider, Richard E. Cole, dies at 103. Do you think he took ice baths when he woke up in the morning? No, unless he was captured by the Japanese and put into a prison camp. He wouldn't do that. You think he didn't eat on the weekend? No, unless he was on the Bataan Death March, where he was starved by the Japanese. He wouldn't do that. Would he eat only one meal a day? Only if he was in a prisoner of war camp. God, what a world I am living in. It's not the world of the heroes of World War II.
Home of borders, language, culture, the Savage Nation.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Now you have to hear some of the sound to go with this. I don't know if you caught this one. This guy O'Rourke, who calls himself Beto to sound Latino, says farmers should stop farming a portion of their fields for climate change. It's right out of the Soviet Union. This guy is going nowhere fast. Not only is he stupid, he's a communist.
If we allow farmers to make a profit in what they grow, if we allow them to contribute their fair share in combating climate change by growing cover crops, allowing the technologies that invest in precision tilling and farming, capturing more of that carbon out of the air, it's another way in which they can make a profit. Keep those farms together, pass them on to the next generation, and allow them to provide us our food and national security, our independence from the rest of the world, our ability to provide for the rest of the world.
Then he says the Green New Deal is like fighting Nazis. Isn't that sad to disgrace the memory of the heroes lying in graves throughout the world who actually fought the Nazis from these phonies? These fraudulent millennials who think that they're such heroes.
Those who have helped to champion and to write the Green New Deal are absolutely right on the money. Their comparison to this country in the 1930s and the 1940s, coming out of the Great Depression, at the same time that we confronted the existential threat, at least to the Western democracies, of Nazi Germany, we were able to harness the power and the political will of hundreds of millions of our fellow Americans, as well as reassert our global leadership to win that war and to lift millions into the middle class.
Then this guy O'Rourke, you know him as Beto, he calls the Prime Minister of Israel a racist. This is one of the most insulting phrases I have ever heard about a nationalist like Netanyahu, who has kept his people from being driven into the sea by the Arabs. What an evil man this Beto is, but he's typical of his generation, isn't he?
The U.S.-Israel relationship is one of the most important relationships that we have on the planet. And that relationship, if it is to be successful, must transcend partisanship in the United States, and it must be able to transcend a prime minister who is racist, as he warns about Arabs coming to the polls, who wants to defy any prospect for peace as he threatens to annex the West Bank, and who has sided with a far-right racist party in order to maintain his hold on power. Now, I don't think that Benjamin Netanyahu represents the true will of the Israeli people or the best interests of the U.S.-Israel relationship or any path to peace for the people of the Palestinian Authority, the Gaza Strip, and the State of Israel.
Bernie Sanders says felons should be allowed to vote. You mean felons like yourself, Bernie? You're a felon without having been convicted, as far as I'm concerned.
We got 2 million people in jail in this country, and a number of them are in jail for felonies. Many states say, okay, we're putting you away for a long period of time. You're going to pay a heavy price for that. But we're also taking away your right to participate in a democratic society. You can't vote anymore. What we do is separate. You're paying a price. You committed a crime, you're in jail. That's bad. But you're still living in American society, and you have a right to vote. I believe in that. Yes, I do.
Then Bernie Sanders says we have 12 years to act on climate change, and it's not a debatable issue. This is a man who never took a science course. Only 12 years till the world comes to an end.
Climate change is literally an existential threat to the well-being of this country and the entire planet. Some of you may have heard of reports that came out from the leading scientists in this world who told us that we have 12 years to transform our energy system and cut carbon emissions, or else there will be irreparable damage done to this planet. 12 years is a very short period of time. We have the moral obligation to transform our energy system away from fossil fuel so that we can leave the next generations a planet that is healthy and habitable. That is not a debatable issue.
Here's the only soundbite that Obama has made that makes sense. He says progressives are weakening our movement with purity tests and infighting. That is so true. They're moving so far to the left that even the left-wingers have been left out in the cold.
One of the things I do worry about sometimes among progressives in the United States, maybe it's true here as well, is a certain kind of rigidity where we say, I'm sorry, this is how it's going to be. And then we start sometimes creating what's called a circular firing squad, where you start shooting at your allies because one of them is straying from purity on the issues. And when that happens, typically, the overall effort and movement weakens.
Then Obama says we must prevent the planet from getting completely burned. This he said after flying to Berlin on a jet plane. He didn't go there by, let's say, a motorized skateboard.
Admittedly, if you fund and engage with social activists who are trying to bring about systemic change and reimagine how society might work together, there are probably some more risks involved because it's harder, because in some cases it hasn't been done before. I mean, we haven't been confronted before with a situation where we had to stop the planet from getting completely burned.
Univision anchor Enrique Acevedo says it's cheaper for Border Patrol agents to dodge rocks than have a barrier. This is how violent they have become.
It's always a good thing when we can keep Border Patrol agents, federal agents, safer. I would just ask you, Martha, is it worth $25 billion to keep people 100, 200, 300 yards away from the border to throwing rocks at agents on the other side when you can just do this? Is that worth $25 billion?
They should dodge the rocks. You just think they should dodge
no,
the rocks?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, is it worth $25 billion to do that? Or we can invest that money in just smarter ways? I think we can.
And finally today, we have to listen to the prosecutor who dropped the charges against Smelly Smollett. She suggests, guess what? Guess what's behind her dropping all charges against Jussie Smollett? Racism. That's novel. I wonder how she got where she is. Did she use the racism card before? I doubt it.
And the efforts that I've had on criminal justice reform that were once celebrated by many in this county that are now being attacked because of one case and one celebrity, I think we have to ask ourselves, what is this really about?
That's right.
I've been asking myself for the last 2 weeks, what is this really about? And as someone who has lived in this city, who came up from the projects of this city to serve as the first African-American woman in this role, it is disheartening to me.
This is Michael Savage with today's podcast.
The Westwood One Podcast Network.